A statement issued by the Sudanese Federal Ministry of Health on Sunday said the country lost 7 doctors who had worked tirelessly to treat COVID-19 patients, prevent the spread of the virus, and protect the lives of the Sudanese people. The government called their deaths as a huge loss for the country as it continues to fight the pandemic, and described the 7 doctors as true heroes who died defending their people. Health Ministry officials also mourned their deaths and expressed their condolences to the families of the doctors. The statement said Dr. Kamil Muhammad Abdullah, a consultant ophthalmologist, died November 11. Dr. Iman Ahmed Al-Bashir, director of Khartoum State's Department of Mother and Child Health Care at the Ministry of Health, died November 13. Dr. Naeem Abdurrahman, an ophthalmologist in Al Jazeera State, died November 16. Dr. Izzadeen Mahmoud Abdu, a consultant in medical laboratories, died November 18. Professor Atom Surajuddin, a medical laboratories consultant, died November 18. Dr. Muhammad Ibrahim Tahir, a radiologist, died November 19. And Professor Ahmad Ihemer, a World Health Organization immunization expert and former director of child immunization in Blue Nile State, died November 19, all from COVID-19. Late last week, Sudanese education authorities postponed the reopening of schools for 2 weeks due to sharp rise in cases of COVID-19. Speaking to reporters in Khartoum over the weekend, Acting Health Minister Dr. Osama Ahmed Abdulrahim said COVID-19 is still spreading in communities across Sudan and everyone, including government officials, needs to practice social distancing, wear face masks, and adhere to all other preventive measures.
All levels of government in the country, be it the Sovereign Council, Council of Ministers, corporations or government institutions, they should show a serious commitment to following the precautionary measures because the government is the lead.
Abdulrahim says the Minister of Health is still weighing whether or not to call for a total lockdown. Khartoum State Governor Ayman Khalid Nimir directed all public and private institutions in Khartoum State to operate at 50% of its normal workforce, with exception of essential sectors such as food factories and pharmacies. The order bans all large public gatherings, including wedding parties, graduations, and other social events. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.